Lucifer, the ghosts repent. Here on the anniversary of nothing being enough, we run around collecting the clothing of the damned, dragging their bodies around on bed sheets wide enough to reconsider the idea of every ghost arriving at some impasse where Lucifer, chained to the dirt, does his bidding, then slips away like a lover before the crest of dawn. How soon, how slowly, can we ask the light to wash us, to let us forget the river's temper, taste water instead of fire, now that we are drowned, a people out of time into eternity, our loneliness no longer waiting to be repaired. No new shirt and no new shoes, because those are the concerns of the living. All we ask, now darkness has made us into something else, may we at least be made to exist again. This one's called Age of Consent. I am in the street with a bus fuel pump covered in gasoline. I am covered in gasoline, smoking a Marlboro that I lifted off my man. I am all about this fire, I show everyone all at once, stubbing the cigarette out on my arm. And if I am on fire, then he is in the crowd where no one is claiming to have known me. And if I am not on fire, then he is in the orchard where everyone is claiming to have been me. I am raining now upon myself in hopes they will disperse, in hopes he will suffer more to have less of me. Production of yearning, I mean to say, explaining the smaller consequences of sawhorses and dumb fruit. It's what we're building here that matters, he says, putting his lunch down on my ass. Here is my hammer, and here is my saw, and here is my mother's portrait, and here is my first unborn. We have the whole household to consider, I remind him, plucking the backs of my teeth for musical accompaniment. The holder of houses, I think, is a very important job. What happened to the dream of 25 years before we met? The dream of full crowds and empty envelopes, of his teenage bedroom where I am 4 of 8 lumbering limbs vaulting that whatever semblance of self. We're underneath the 40th Street Bridge and he's more hum than man. Underneath the 40th Street Bridge, and I'm more want than woman. Watching the cars strike like matches across the span, we keep together, tight as jars screwed into each other. I am flipping the record back to the A side. There is the degree to which he believes age is unwarranted, to say nothing of time's failure to accurately describe and evenly distribute itself. Example 1. Senescence versus chronological decrease in mortality. Example 2, gene expression, biological cause versus Maybelline. Example 3, progeroid syndromes versus gerontology. Example 4, me versus him. So I made him into the painting with the balaclava face. So I made his name into a memorial for someone else. I know what I am, I tell the heckler at the all-night diner. I know what I am, I tell the woman in the laundromat who won't stop hurting herself. I know what he is, I tell no one in particular, while ascending again the hill. It's the season of nothing to be done, the windows shut to prove the weather's claims. He's in the kitchen again, making not a sandwich, and I am inside his hands, holding no one. Lonesome. At the squirrel cage, like every Sunday, and Leon is at the end of the bar, but I can't say anything, because when I open my mouth, my eyeballs fall out. I massage my sunken sockets. I try to be good to myself. I take myself to breakfast, drive the main roads back from the south side so that I don't crash my car into the wall of the Squirrel Hill Tunnel and back up all the traffic. I have a lot of dreams that I've been visiting on the regular. Many of them invoke canyons and toupees. I make sure there is a new napkin under every fresh frosted glass of beer. I looked up the flights to Mexico, but I can't afford them. I looked up the flights to Iceland, to Antarctica, places quiet and beautiful to go away. There are things I want to say before I die. Billy wears a black denim vest over his t-shirt. His beard has taken years to assemble itself. There is orange and white playing football on the TV, and I don't know which color is winning. I don't know which color is winning sums up a lot of things. I know I put my commas in all the wrong places, but there are so many letters to write. I have a bad haircut and a jacket that doesn't keep me warm. I have a house no one comes home to, and all these cast iron contraptions to make books no one will read. I am made with something else's arms. I am made of all those ideas we can't say out loud. There's a girl who reminds me of me, who waitresses here. And sometimes she makes me miss the way I used to walk behind a bar. And at the end of the night, the money pressed between my stomach and miniskirt, my purple stockings and their years of runs. I have far from what anyone would call killer legs. I upgraded my cigarettes to cowboy killers, as no one calls them anymore. But I want to lie on a couch and watch HGTV. I want to find my perfect house, turret, veranda, and all. Cash in my pocket and a future that doesn't exist. How can I believe I will ever leave this? Send me to Chicago, to Montreal. In my office, an enlargement of the ocean. A hand-painted sign that reads, "Sometimes it hurts, sometimes it don't." Let's face it, the boat is already sinking. Let's face it, we're already underwater. The reeds, the stupid reeds. Someday I will make a poem out of you. Cigarette smoke, Jameson neat, small plastic tublets of honey mustard and one of those machines to slice lunch meat. The season's over. It was canceled like all my favorite TV shows. There's a space in my chest that's waiting to be burped. There's a space in my chest that's waiting to return. No one won history, but no one's coming back. There are some things that just don't go away. 3, 4, 5, 7, pirouette and plié. Pirouette and every other word that was meant to come at the right time into the world, into whatever, forever. $3 worth of quarter Slim Jims. I have more bells than the Lord can hear. I hold 3 in each hand and flick them like the epileptic that I am. Strap me to the table, put the pads against my temple. Don't make me wear that hat. Tie my hair into your very best knot. I heard that you've been practicing. I heard that you've been reckoning. One more, once more, sometime for good time's sake. So say the sun is burning alcohol in a shot glass with cinnamon. Say it matters more than daylight, or that the light is eventually irrelevant to the issue at hand. Out of hand. Out of time. Wait for me, I want to say. I want to say, I am coming home. So what if I am nothing, I ask you? So what if I have failed you? I can be nothing if not nothing. I can be nothing if not home. All right, you only got to bear with me for one more. This is called Dead History. I am still all glory and bad ideas, though more distant from the world now, huddled somewhere in Homewood where no one could find me if they tried. I am still a peach, somebody's huckleberry, wrapped in a world too dumb to confess its wrongs. Sometimes I sell ads and think of you. Believe me, everyone has left, and L makes a bacon sandwich and Q washes his hair. And what can I do but kiss them? Again, and never for good this time, my arms still covered in dirt from the day's repairs. Who am I to say? Somewhere there is wrestling. Two ladies poised to bare their arms and legs and hold or push or writhe one way or another. What do I have to say? I am lonely. How could I not be? I got very old, very suddenly, and everything became a pale mulch from which I cannot pull my feet. Oh, my 21st century stupidity, my too much mouth in the way. So what if I am drunk and on course for yet another mistake? Above all else, isn't this what you wanted? A radio, an idiot cloud? You, who prefer running in terms of circles, on repeat, a jogging suite. Let's talk about a ballpark of cement trucks, which is not unheard of. It's in choir with the graveyards of old cars, some matched perfect to their skin of weeds. I am asking for once a letter, tall and oblique, lifted above my head for all to see. A letter that does not exist, the one I need to tell you, I have found the night and it refuses to speak for itself. Baby, there is much explaining to do.